Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how trade resumed in Chicago, Kansas City, and at the Merc as well. Taking a look at July wheat, it opened at 468 and a half in Kansas City, and that was up 3 3/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 473 and a half, up 2 1/2 on the open. September at 486, up 1 1/4. December 499, up 2 1/2 on the open. July corn opened at 373 and a half, up 4 on the open. September 375, up 3 3/4. December 375, up 5 3/4. March 385, up 4 1/2. May 390 and a half, up 2 1/4. July 395, up 1 1/4. December 391, up 2 3/4 on the open. July beans open at $8, up 6 3/4 on the open. August, $8.06, up 5 3/4. September, $8.13, up 5 1/2. November, $8.29, up 6 3/4. January, $8.37, up 5 1/2. March, $8.43 1/2, up 5 1/2. May, $8.47 1/2, up 4. July, $8.56 1/2, up 4 on the open. July soybean meal open at $2.15.70, up 90 on the open. August, $2.18.80, up 180. July soybean oil open at $34.95, up 12 on the open. August, $35.16, up 7. At the Merc, May feeders open at $108.55, down 10 on the open. August, $113.20, down 50. September, $112.30, down 90. October, $111.60, down 67.5 on the open. June live cattle open at $92.10, down 40 on the open. August, $92.35, down 22.5. October, $96, down 27.5. December, $95.65, down 22.5 on the open. June lean hogs open at 74.60, down 5 on the open. July, 73.42 1/2, down 7 1/2. August, 72.92 1/2, down 30. October, 65.05, down 15 on the open. And July bellies open at 101.30, down 42 1/2 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services. He is located in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Nice to talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you. Well, since we last spoke to you, it looks like the markets have continued their essentially sideways move in the corn pit. Question I have for you, are you anticipating maybe after the Memorial Day holiday a bust out in either direction?
You know, I think the verdict is still going to be out to a great extent. And looking at some of the meteorologists, I'm going to say that maybe two-thirds of the corn belt will receive moisture and one-third of the belt will continue in a subpar rainfall pattern. And when I talk to a meteorologist on a personal one-on-one basis, they say that two things. The first question is the southeast, the delta, and then parts of the Ohio basin. And you know, during the years when I first starting to subscribe to a private meteorologist, I asked the question, what did the major grain company people, how did they ask their questions? The first thing was, what's the temperature in Kansas City? And then second place, they'd focus in on the problem area, either in the Russia or in the U.S. They never ask the question direct, but the new breed is a little faster, probably a little quicker, and they go after the real problem area. And, of course, that's the southeast and delta. One-third of the bean crop is grown in that area and a smaller percentage in the corn area. But let's face it, 2 to 3 million acres of a problem area is a focus and could create quite a bit of interest for the market.
So you're suggesting prices potentially moving higher?
Well, you know, I think it's a trading range event until we get more of the rest of the story. And probably the rest of the story is going to come somewhere along the June acreage report, the June weather. And let's face it, parts of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio also need a good rain and to help make the crop. I noticed driving to work this morning, about 5:30 this morning, you could see a pale green in a lot of the cornfields. The corn's growing well, but it does need a drink of water. I've always been an advocate of the idea that the insecticide needs a good drink of water to activate. So there are some problems, and hopefully central Illinois and the Midwest will get a drink of water because they need it in a big way.
Can you explain why old crop soybeans continue to rally?
Well, a couple things. We do know that the soybean market, the South American producers, basically the harvest is over with. We do know that the crush margins in China seem to be good to excellent. We continue to hear this conversation that the livestock numbers, both cattle and poultry and pork, are at record numbers in that big consuming, growing economic area, the Pacific Rim, China. And as a result of that, they do need to buy nearby commodity. And farmer, unless he gets either, has been a fairly strong holder in the Midwest, the freight rates encourage U.S. origin, and I think it's a combination of basis and supply and the need to buy inventory, particularly in the soybean oil, soybean area to China. Soybean oil and vegetable oil in the world seems to be very strong everywhere in the world except the U.S.
Well, does 805 to 8010 basis of the July act as overhead resistance unless the funds get some more imagination here?
Well, when you look at a chart on soybeans and look at a chart on corn, it's two different worlds. And I really don't see anything that would slow the soybean market down if the right spark would come in. And I think that spark is 10 days to 2 weeks of continuation of the present weather trend. Also, there is, when I talk to some of our Western friends, they feel that the Informa bean acres are overrated. They don't feel that the bean acres were planted in some of that spring wheat area. And the other factor is that when they talk to their fertilizer people, they do think there's a reduction out there in some of those corn areas, those wet areas, but the overall corn crop probably is close to 90 million acres in the U.S.
Turn your attention to the wheat market, where we're seeing pretty close to harvest some excessive rains, which might suggest some quality, not quantity, issues. Is wheat headed back toward a feed commodity?
Yeah, seasonality in wheat's down. The wheat crop is heading out very short to the ground here in the Midwest. And maybe Australia has a little better tone. Pakistan stopped exporting wheat, and we get the feeling that Australia's wheat is a little better deal. My general opinion is that I have no very strong opinion in wheat, and if I had my choice, I'd probably put some tape across the wheat screen because I think it's a non-trending market here. for quite a while. And the thing that I will say, though, is I think that the smaller production, particularly in Canada, and some of the world growing problems in the wheat area are going to prevent that last statement from coming true, wheat turning into a feed grain. And I think that this is one of the indirect things that the U.S. government probably reduced feed usage too much as a thought of that process.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Looking at Ed Kieser's Tuesday forecast today, he says in northern and west central Illinois, mostly cloudy, with a few scattered showers through midday, then partly to mostly sunny. Elsewhere, mostly sunny, highs from 85 to 93. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, lows ranging from 59 to 69. Tomorrow in western Illinois, partly sunny with a chance for a few scattered thunderstorms during the afternoon. Elsewhere, partly to mostly sunny, with highs ranging from around 80 in west central Illinois to around 90 in some locations in Indiana. Wind speeds today, 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty. The minimum afternoon relative humidity, between 25 and 35%. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.